had so many beverages today. That was a tour de force.
That was a good one.
Mm. You gotta go talk to that guy. Was that a real story? Did you make that up?
No, it's totally real. And I've never made anything up for this show, as far as you know.
We don't edit for content.
Nope.
Okay, I'm moving back to the clacky keyboard. Okay. Wow, we covered a lot of ground. Slack, how about that?
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. They're a neat company. Like I say, I mean, it's still there's the problem of email is not a problem Slack could solve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to solve world peace by having a tidy living room.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Dan. If you're going to have people over to the lounge, you're going to want to get some food. If you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a follow-up book with a moose.
Showbot.
My favorite is give a moose a muffin. I like that one better. Give a mouse a cookie is okay, but if you give a moose a muffin, I think it's really the masterwork. Showbot. I already put one in, but I want to hear what you think.
All right, hold on.
Showbot was weird today. First we had like...
I know. I had to kick it a couple times, and I had to kill the IRC version of it, and... But then the folks in the chat room jumped in and resubmitted the titles.
They ponied up.
Yeah.
Unnecessary means.
Psychopathic Orphan, I think, is cute.
Yep.
And the parlance of our times, very good. Crawfish Pinch, that's funny, but I don't know if it's worth titling the...
Zero Tolerance Morning. I already put in the parlance of our times, but... I think Zero Tolerance Morning's pretty good.
Very good.
Jingling of the Fingers.
Maverick Cat in a Legacy Cat House.
Legacy Cat. Why is that funny?
I don't know. A Legacy Cat Household.
Just Legacy Cat. That's
Legacy Cat is pretty good.
Cats are dicks. Chin, Crawfish, Light Blink.
Ooh, that's good. There's so many good ones today, man. Wow. And then, of course, Merlin Mann's Best of 2015 still.
It's funny.
You don't like the repeat of a joke, but I it's still funny to me.
I feel pretty strongly about it.
I know you do.
It's, you know, at the point, right at the moment when people start to recognize that you have to stop doing it.
Okay.
Not you, but I mean, I think that's what makes something funny. Otherwise, you're a fucking morning zoo, you know? Am I wrong? you gotta know when to break the rules.
Yeah.
Except for that rule.
I'm liking Legacy Cat.
Chin Crawfish Blink. Legacy Cat. Legacy Cat is very elegant.
I say Legacy Cat. That's Legacy Cat.
That's pretty good.
Let's do it.
All right.
Or whatever you want. It's your show.
It's my show. All right. In the parlance of our times, out. Legacy Cat. In. Done. And I'll write up the I'll do the Slack link. I don't know if anybody in the audience really appreciates that every week I have to write what the topic of the show is and then describe what we talked about.
I appreciate it, and I'm in the audience.
Well, no, I don't mean for the effort. Well, you know, a little something for the effort. No, I mean more of like, do you realize how fucking impossible it is to try and describe what we talked about on the show in a way that makes any sense? So what I usually do is cheat. And I say like the one almost inspiring thing we talked about for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But like what we got into with comics today and the Big Lebowski is extremely important.
Oh yeah.
But if I put that in the show notes, people are going to think we're wackadoodle. You should be watching Bob's Burgers, and you should check out the pilot for The Flash. It's really good.
I'll do both. Bob's Burgers. It sounds like a commitment.
No. I mean, like you appreciate it more when you watch it more, but no. You know what? I'm going to give you a pass. Skip on Bob's Burgers. Wait till the next time you're sick.
Okay.
And you need something to binge watch. That's good. We just started watching this American Crime show, which is okay. It's good. It's weird because it's got the aspirations to be a serious, like an AMC cable drama, but it looks like an ABC show.
Oh.
Which it is. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, like my so-called life. It's really weird. Huh. It's kind of like, what's a crash movie? What's the movie? The race movie? There's a lot of race in it. And the cast is great, but that Felicity Huffman, man, she's good. All right, we got it. We've got Legacy Cat. We had a lot of good ones. I'll put this in notes. Do 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 81. That's pretty good considering.
81 titles.
Not counting the mezzanine.
I'm so excited about Thursday. I figure I can get two more good views in between now and then.
Yeah, I've been banishing my family.
Good. You have to.
Well, you know, I feel so bad though. My little kid's in there and she's still adjusting. I think not so much the time change, but definitely from vacation.
Yeah.
She's so cute. She comes trotting out at like 10 o'clock in her little pink bathrobe and she's like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can't really watch this with you." And I'll sit there and I'll like help her find some more paper craft or something. But you know, you really got to go to bed. But I feel for her. My heart hurts because I remember how that felt as a little kid to walk out. And, you know, your family that you like is sitting there doing the thing you love, which is watch TV. And you're like, you don't get to do it. It hurts your heart so much.
At 10 p.m.?
Well, no, but at any time. Like, I'm sitting there, like, watching, like, Watchmen. And she comes in, you know, every frame of Watchmen's gorgeous. Yeah. And it's you know, it's Watchmen. She knows Watchmen.
What is it? Okay, so other than obvious things like violence and things like that, are there certain things that you want to kind of keep your kid from watching or seeing?
I mean,
is it adult situations as opposed to language?
It's the usual stuff with our own twists, and my wife would have to speak because I am much more permissive than her, and I think it bugs her, understandably. But my main thing is the tough one for me is personal violence, which it's difficult to describe, but you know, there's a certain kind of violence that's like the Avengers. We're like, the Chitauri get beat up pretty bad and they're really gross. That's not a great example. But, you know, cartoon violence, like stormtroopers. Like stormtroopers are one end of the uncanny valley where you're like, well, a stormtrooper gets killed and like kind of nothing happens. They fall over. Like that's a certain kind of violence. And then at the other end, you got Saw. And like in between, you've got a lot of stuff that is still really good, but way too personal, nearly pornographic. Mm. Like as good as Hunger Games is, I really like that movie. The violence is way too personal. And it's way too much. I think when you get into like stressful situation violence where someone is like, there's the threat of murder or rape implicitly, even if that's not, you know, I mean, that's really what a lot of violence, personal violence is. Yeah. Is there something beyond, I want you to go do this thing. So I'm holding up a gun because I'm robbing a bank. Is really different from like a woman in a corner of a room while you hold a knife to her. Like that kind of personal violence, we can't have that. That's just too much.
Right. No, I'm in total agreement with that.
I know that seems like a fine distinction or an overly nuanced distinction, but I think it is a distinction. And the thing is, I can't always put my finger on it. Like we finally showed her Pirates of the Caribbean. She's seen the first two of those. I don't think they're great movies, and I think they're way too long. She loves them, and they are right on the bubble for me in terms of what I can handle. But then we started to watch the third one, and the whole first 5 minutes is people being hanged. And I was like, like feet dropping. And then a little kid goes up to the gallows, and I'm like, you know what, honey? This is too much. We got to turn that's my phrase. This is too much. We got to turn this off. And she was okay with it. Because, you know, she doesn't like it either. I mean, like, Gruber was talking about, I think I even know the scene he means in Pirates of the Caribbean where somebody gets cut. And like, you know, when a little kid sees somebody cut, you see them reflexively, like turn away from the screen in like revulsion. My daughter will see something like that and go, ugh! Like, and she'll try to like play it off legit. Mm-hmm. But like, and then I go like, well, I regret that they saw that, you know?
Yeah.
But what's funny is, anyway, I want to hear what you think too. But the other thing then is like certain kinds of cursing. Like on The Incomparable this week, they talked about Bad News Bears. And it's funny because I watched that a few years ago and I was blown away that that was even mildly considered a kid's movie. Mm. It's a great movie. It's really, really good.
I haven't
good.
Seen it.
Never saw Bad News Bears?
I saw it when I was a kid, the old one.
Well, it is the 70s movie ever.
Oh, I thought there was a new one of that.
Oh, I was talking about the Walter Matthau
one. Okay, I've seen that one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got Rorschach and the lady from Contact. And and there's a lot of cursing and there's a lot of racial epithets. And he gives beer to the kids at one point. And it's got all this stuff you're like, this would never fly today. Yeah. 30 years later, that would never... 40 years later? 40 years later. I just dropped a decade. 1976, yes. That would never fly today. You know what I mean? So those kinds of things, like Gruber and I did a whole episode of the talk show not too long ago about like what's okay to show to your kids, your own kid and when. And I was it's a topic we've talked about a lot. You and I have talked about a lot and how it's different for every kid. But, you know, stuff that you think is going to be okay. Dan Aykroyd gets a blowjob in Ghostbusters. It's like, yes, that scene does not need to be in the movie. And now I sound like an old man, but like, it does not add anything to the movie at all. It doesn't even make any sense. And it's completely out of the rest of the movie. It's one thing to have like sexy Sigourney Weaver and another thing to have Dan Aykroyd. Like, how do I explain to my kid what is happening right now? A ghost is filleting Dan Aykroyd.
Right.
But if they took that out, it would not lessen the movie at all. It's not even funny. It was never actually that funny.
I don't know. Were we just more kind of like loose about that kind of stuff way back in the day? I don't know. Like, I was listening to, I was reading Andy Inoko and Jason Snell were talking to each other on Twitter about their favorite Indiana Jones movie or something along those lines. And they were saying, Jason Snell was saying how Temple of Doom is a horrible movie or his least favorite, at least. And Andy was saying, oh, it has some of my favorite moments in it. And in our household, where my kids have both seen all of the Indiana Jones movies many, many times.
The three or the four?
Unfortunately, the four.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's a whole different topic.
Yep, sorry.
but it got discovered that it was there, and then we had to get it.
Yeah, I know. Once they know, it's all over.
They like Temple of Doom a lot, and I'm not sure if it's because Short Round is a more relatable character.
Isn't that the most violent and scary one?
It is. Yeah, I think it is. There's a lot of shooting.
We really like
in
the
it.
Third. We love the first one, and my daughter loves the third one. We've never seen the second one.
I think
as a family,
the third one, which is which has Sir Sean in it,
that one's a romp. It's a lot
of
fun.
A great movie, and I think the favorite of all of them. In that there's just great scenes in it. It tells a wonderful story. I had to explain, and which was a wonderful opportunity for me to explain, you know, why Hitler was bad and what we don't like about Nazis.
We talk about Hitler all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great because like it's still really cool to hate Nazis. Like, that's still cool. And so all of that, like, that movie still makes sense in so many different ways. But they asked for Temple of Doom a lot. And I think because it is kind of scary and because there are Kalima shot today, it's just concerning. And sometimes we'll just be sitting there and Cash will ask me something. And my answer will be, you must go to Pengat Palace and bring back to us. And he'll be like, no, really, Dad. What's the answer? I'm like, bring back to us. So I
we're
like
so
that.
Annoying.
Yes,
we're
I like, so but annoying. I like that I can, you know, he knows what we're talking about. But is that an appropriate movie for damn? Probably not.
Probably not.
But no. Like, is Ace, he's absolutely on an Ace Ventura 2 kick. And he's,
oh, no.
I know. And now he's at the age where he will repeat the lines back and in character, which I find disturbing and amusing. But it's like Ace Ventura 1, I don't feel like I could show him because I can't explain necessarily he's not ready for the whole transgender thing.
Oh, and I don't remember that.
That's like the whole end of the movie. And
is Courtney Cox in that one?
No.
Is Courtney Cox in one of
those? No, she is in that. I haven't watched it for years. I just remember that the big reveal at the end.
I just like thinking about Courtney Cox. Makes me happy.
Yeah. So he hasn't seen the first one, but he's seen the second one many, 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 many times. And the rhino birthing scene is his favorite scene.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've got to see just that scene. I don't know if it holds up, but there's a lot of explanation and he probably shouldn't have seen it yet. But he has seen it,
those movies we talked, Gruber and I talked about this. It's so weird. 80s movies, like the random boobs that show up in 80s movies, and the completely unnecessary, like kind of extreme cursing. Movies used to be edgier, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, even what we think about, like, have you watched Goonies lately?
I try not to watch Goonies at all.
Everyone
I know loves the movie.
I know. I was too old for it.
Didn't
and
like
when
it.
I did see it, I was like, this is not what I expected at all. I get why people like it, but it's weird and dark and weird. It's a weird movie.
It is.
But that's the kind of, or like Gremlins. Gremlins is kind of scary. I mean, I saw that in high school, but you know, it was a kid's movie.
And, yeah, this whole scene with the mom by herself in the house with the music playing on the hi-fi is very creepy.
And what the gremlins turn into when they, anyway. Yeah, I think it's a moving target. And I mean, if I were a different kind of person, I would just say, well, if I were a different person, I'd say no TV at all. We're just not going to watch TV.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that guy. But there's a lot that's really enjoyable, and it's something we like to do together. And sometimes it's nice to be able to make dinner with my wife.
No, I know it is. Or I try to have
that's
a conversation.
That's usually iPad now. She's really into this one Adventure Time game on the iPad.
Oh, the one where you make your own map thing?
Yeah, yeah. She's gotten really good at it. I'll just hear the coins coming in the other room. It'll just be like, bing, 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 for like 2 minutes. It's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. All right, so let's put this together.
All right, let's do it.
So we're on, let me go look at my dingus here. We are on for Thursday at 11 and 2. Wait, no, 11 and 1, 1 your time?
Mm-hmm.
And 11 my time.
I have a nice lunch beforehand so I can go all day.
Ooh, I got 3 reminder. I got to do that. All right, cool. All right. Okay, so thank you, Dan. Thank you, Jackals.
Have a good one, man.
We helped a lot of people. I hope it goes okay with the doctor.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know if I can put something together for that by next week, you know.
Talk to him.
I will.
All right. Do it. Just do it. You'll grow. You'll grow if you do that.
No, I'll do it.
Yeah. You should do? Get a lawn chair, sit right next to where he would be getting out of his car when he parks. And you know what would be great? Take out, have like a half rack. Bring like a 12-pack of beer.
Would it be cowardly
a bunch of empties out there? Like where you've clearly had like 9 beers.
Uh-huh.
And you're just sitting there, you're just smiling, maybe smoking a cigar.
Would it be cowardly to bring a child with me when I go over to see him?
That is a terrific move. Okay. Especially if you don't mind losing the kids. But no, you can always soften things with the kid. You can blame them. They'll interrupt and you go, this one, we got to go.
Yeah.
No, totally bring the kid. That's good. Maybe you could throw a Frisbee on his roof.
I'll bring the little one or a pizza. I'll bring the little one and...
you throw a Frisbee on his pizza?
On his room. I'll bring the little one and then she'll quickly get, you know, she'll be bored in a couple minutes tops.
Chubby baby. Is that what she says?
That was a long time ago. Yeah, chubby that's baby. What she used to say to that one episode.
good times.
They changed.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right.
Bye.